You said you got married. We didn't name your wife.
Janet Ostermiller turned Gallagly, and she even learned how to spell it, since she also had a long last name.
Did she have a career?
She certainly did. Her career is being a great mother. This is something she was talking to me about recently. Here at OU, she said, I feel kind of funny because I'm here at a university, and I never had the opportunity to go to college. You're around all of these faculty members, the smartest people in the world. They're always talking about where they went to college and all, and very proud of being from OU. She said, I was here, but I was putting you through school. And I'm very proud of her for doing that. How many people will give up their personal opportunities to make somebody else's dreams come true?
Yeah.
That's what she did. She didn't like working at Safeway any more than I did. She started in high school working at Safeway because she also came from a humble family. If she wanted a new dress or something like that, she had to go out and earn money. So she worked for many years at Safeway as well as me. That's where I met her. When I decided to go to law school, she said, let's work together for a year. Let's save her money so we can go wherever you decide to go. And then when I started at OU, she worked full-time all of that period of time. And of course, I'm in the classroom or working on weekends, studying all the time, and I was an absent husband. Didn't matter. She worked in a very dedicated way. Instead of going to college in a college town like everybody else and fulfilling her dream, she could have gone to college. She did that for me.
Yeah.
Pretty unique.
And then you had the three children.
We had three daughters after that. One of the reasons I decided to finish so early, I finished in 2.5 years, is we wanted to have a family. Her family, she just had a brother, but, you know, good family life. I had a great family life. We're going to have a family. We're going to raise our own kids. So we had three daughters.
And you chose not to have 10?
That's right.
What are your daughters' names?
Kelly and Casey and Kim. So we have Jim and Janet with a J, the next generation, Kelly, Casey, and Kim. It sounds like we had a plan, but we never thought we'd have daughters because she had a brother and I had seven brothers, and I just assumed we'd always have boys. This generation was all daughters. So I got to tell you the Muslim story. When I'm overseas, people were telling me, Jim, in the Muslim faith, if you have three daughters, it's an automatic ticket to heaven. I said, that can't be right. That just cannot be right. And he said, no, 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 we can show you in the Quran where it says that if you have three daughters, you're in. And he said, all you have to do is convert your faith. And I said, there's got to be a catch. There just has to be a catch. I mean, if I convert, I'm automatically in heaven in your faith. He said, absolutely. I said, this is starting to sound pretty good. He says, no matter how much you screw up on this earth after you've raised successfully three daughters, you're in. I just kept thinking and thinking, there's got to be something wrong with this picture. And I said, no, no, no. And then late in the conversation, this particular person is trying to talk me into conversion. He says, well, you have done well in business and you have achieved a certain amount of wealth. So with that wealth, you should take at least two wives. As I told you, there was a catch. I said, I think I'm going to continue to take my chances. So
right.
That's my story of my friends in the Middle East.
You're Catholic?
Yes, I am Catholic. With that many children in the family, you bet. Irish Catholic.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
University of Oklahoma, you graduated law degree in what year?
1977, but in the class of 78.
After law school, then what?
I took a job in Denver, Colorado with the law firm of Calkins, Kramer, Grimshaw, and Herring. I was the associate for Hal Calkins, the senior partner. Very proud of that. It was a very prestigious silk stocking law firm in Denver. At that time, 40 to 50 lawyers, I can't remember exactly how many, but a big law firm for its day in the city of Denver. Easily a top three firm. And I got hired to be an oil and gas lawyer because I went to the University of Oklahoma. They had an oil and gas law program. But most importantly, I got an A in Professor Kuntz's class. Dean Kuntz was famous because he wrote the treatise on oil and gas law, and everybody who practiced knew his name. He made a statement at the beginning of each one of his classes that if you got an A in his class, he'll write a personal letter of recommendation to whoever you'd like him to write it to. In my instance, Jim Gallagly is highly proficient in the practice in the field of oil and gas law. Maybe add a sentence or two, sign Dean Kuntz. I got an A in his class. Very rare to get an A in a class. He'd give one or two a semester. I got an A. He wrote me a letter, and so almost every place I applied, on the basis of his recommendation, I got a job offer. So he made a big, big impact on my life. I went to Denver, worked for Hal Calkins.
Oil and gas law, why did you choose that?
I had no counseling on that either, but oil prices were really high at that point in time. And people told me that you're a good debater, so you'd probably be a good lawyer. I didn't know if that was true or not, but after stacking cans on shelves and working in the produce department for a number of years at Safeway, I was willing to try something different.
But choosing oil and gas law, that just obviously set you on a path that you had no idea you were going to go on.
I didn't know exactly what that meant or where I would go. When I took the class, I said, you know, I'm likely to go to work for a firm that works for oil companies. That seemed like a positive thing to do because there was a lot of money in that at the time. Seemed like a good career path.